station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Sunday Live on 91.3 FM stereo. Sunday Live.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome back. It's 7:50 and it's Sunday Live. We're going to be speaking about something very, very interesting. And, you know, I'm always proud when South Africans are doing the things. In this case, it's one of the best of things they could be doing. Well, a buyer of, if we look at currently, just the level of ingenuity in various sectors that South Africa is leading in. One of the things that I recall most recently was when we spoke about ventilators and a South African company having built a cost-effective ventilator, you know, when COVID-19 was at its peak here in South Africa. It just made me proud of the innovation of South Africans, in a time when we are facing, a crisis, we can become innovative. Now, a locally made ultrasound device is helping to reduce prenatal deaths by up to 40%. And joining us online is Dr. Tsasekani Shlongwane, specialist obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of Pretoria, to unpack this discussion. Doctor, good morning and welcome to the show.
A very good morning to you and your listeners, and thank you for this opportunity to share about this very important topic.
Doctor, first of all, I want to say that, again, as I've been mentioning in my intro, that this is, for me, something that South Africans, are known for, being innovative. It always seems that, the best solutions sometimes are the simplest that we are able to come up with in South Africa. But when we look at this, the ultrasound device that we're talking about, the Uniflow, in my mind, it seems like quite a complex, complex design and a complex, product in a sense. Before we even get into anything else, for a lot of people who might not know what ultrasound is, can you just explain this concept to us?
Okay, thank you for the question. That's actually a very good question, because you need to understand what is this ultrasound, the Uniflow specifically, and how does it differ from other commercial ultrasound units. So I'm going to just briefly tell you what is the Uniflow device and how does it work and who can use it. So Uniflow, as you've mentioned, it's a local innovation. It's proudly South African. It's developed by the South African Medical Research Council and the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. And it's a low-cost device. It's portable. It's mobile. And it has different components, such as a handheld probe. So what the handheld probe looks like, essentially, is what you would expect to find on usual commercial ultrasound. And it has a cable with a USB port, and you can connect this cable through the USB port to a computer or a laptop so that you can power the probe, and it will send signals. What's also important is that the computer that you use or the tablet that you use will have the Uniflow software installed on the tablet or the computer, and the computer with the software will have a digital interface that sends sound signals, and it has a sound representation and a graphic representation. And by having that, the healthcare professionals who are using it are able to recognize the classic sound waveforms of blood as it moves through the fetal umbilical cord, and it measures this blood flow that's flowing, and it can plot it on the graph, and it can interpret it. And by interpreting it, offers a management solution, and it prompts the healthcare worker to refer the patient when the values that are measured are high. And it can be used by any staff member, nursing staff members, midwives. You do not have to be a specialist to use it. You do not have to be a sonographer to use it. It's easy to use. It's less technical, and it allows for wider use. And with this wider use, it also improves access this. So you can even use it in remote settings and in low resource settings. What also great about it is that you can connect it to a mobile network, and this will allow for remote expect monitoring, so that if there's a sister who's centrally in a remote or low resource area, they can connect to a central location where an obstetrician can provide support to the nurses in the field in real time. And what it really, really does then is that it can direct and guide care so that patients who are at the primary healthcare level with specific problems are appropriately referred to the next level of expertise where they can get the appropriate treatment and interventions.
Are you able to give us statistics on what prenatal deaths in South Africa currently stand at? And obviously we're saying that this device would play a role in trying to curb that number.
Yes. So I think one of the things that you've mentioned is that stillbirths are a big problem. And yes, they are a tragic event, really, that can be heart-shattering for the mother and her families. And what we see in South Africa is that more than 20,000, we have 20,000 perinatal deaths in a year. And the largest category of these perinatal deaths are said to be unexplained stillbirths, meaning this mother is a low-risk patient. She's a healthy mother. She's expecting a good pregnancy outcome. But what we see is that she'll end up with an unexplained stillbirth, which can be really sad. And what we see when we look at our stats, our data in the country, we see that over 25% of our stillbirths, perinatal deaths, are found to be low birth weight, meaning they are small for their gestational age, small for the pregnancy age. And we say that they have fetal growth restriction. And what this means is that the fetus, the baby, does not grow and reach its growth potential. This is a baby who is potentially genetically made to be born at 3.5 kilograms, but because there was a problem with the placenta was sick and not healthy enough to give the growing baby nutrition and oxygen, this baby does not grow adequately to reach that growth potential. And we know babies who have fetal growth restriction are at an increased risk of stillbirth. So by using AmbiFlow, we are able to detect blood flow in the umbilical cord. And as we detect this blood flow in the umbilical cord, it tells us if the placenta is healthy enough, tells us the function of the placenta, is it healthy enough to carry the pregnancy to term. So what we know is that the abnormal blood flow correlates well with fetal growth restriction, and it can help, if found and managed appropriately, can help abate poor fetal and neonatal outcomes. So what we know from literature is the use of Doppler, and in combination with a set clinical management protocol, it can reduce mortality of babies and pregnancies with high-risk pregnancies, like mothers with hypertension. It can reduce the odds of having a perinatal death or having a bad outcome by about 38%. And now what's also great with AmbiFlow, because we've used it to study mothers who are healthy, who are low-risk, and what we see there is that it can also prevent stillbirths. So we did a study in Mamelodi, this is in the east of Pretoria by Dr. Nkosi and the team, and really the aim of the study was to see how many low-risk healthy mothers have abnormal Dopplers, have placental problems. And what they found in the study is that more than 10% of mothers actually have this problem with abnormal Dopplers, and they were able to demonstrate that if you use the AmbiFlow device, you can reduce stillbirths. They were able to reduce more than 40% of stillbirths in the group, in the population of women who were screened with AmbiFlow. And in a study that we did recently across 9 sites, we also see a similar finding that using AmbiFlow is associated with a reduction in stillbirths in the screened population. So if we use AmbiFlow appropriately and refer the patient appropriately, we can reduce and prevent 40% of stillbirths in the country.
Now, if people want to find out more about AmbiFlow and you know, the research that you've been doing, how can they contact you? Are you on social media? Any email that people can maybe contact you on?
Yes, my email address is Sakani, Sakane dot Hlongwane, Hlongwane, at up.ac.za. Also on social media, they can find me on Facebook using my name, or on Twitter as well using my name. Or they can look up and get in contact with the University of Pretoria's Maternal and Infant Healthcare Strategies Unit, and we will be happy to share the information and talk more about AmbiFlo and its effect in the country.
Dr. Tsakani Shlongwani, thank you so much for joining me on the show and talking about, you know, this very exciting development within the medical field. And, you know, particularly in the countries like South Africa, we need more affordable, you know, devices like these, devices we can take into rural areas, devices that can be produced at a lower cost, to help, you know, extend health services to those who need it the most. So thank you so much. All the best. And, you know, have a fantastic, safe Sunday.
Thank you, Mohammed. Have a lovely day. Thank you for really highlighting this important topic. This is important, as it can be something that we can adopt in policy to really guide and drive the scale-up of this implementation of AmbiFlo, especially in our antenatal care, so that we can reach steps of reducing the high rates of stillbirth that we see in the country. We can achieve our priorities in the maternal and neonatal health space by improving antenatal care, the quality of care, and making sure that our patients have a positive pregnancy experience and a positive outcome at the end.
We pray for that as well. Thank you, ma'am. And yeah, have a fantastic day.
Thank you.
Well, of course, very exciting developments, as we've heard there, that the voice of Dr. Tsakani Shlongwani, talking about a locally made ultrasound device, which is helping to reduce prenatal deaths by up to 40%. And of course, Dr. Tsakani Shlongwani, she's a specialist obstetrician and gynecologist at the University of Pretoria. And, she is, she's been doing a PhD on the use of Doppler AmbiFlo and preventing unexplained stillbirths. And this particular device, they've seen some tremendous results with, and let's hope that not only are we able to, you know, just publicize this, but we are able to take it into the communities, that you know, that there's enough momentum that is gathered, so that we can take this device and, you know, make it accessible to everyone who needs it.